Top Story with Evans Mensa.
More political parties are tonight readying to embrace a new coalition with the sole purpose of inflicting significant damage to the two main political parties, the MPP and the NDC. The Convention People's Party, CPP, and the National Convention, that's a PNC, both say they will consider joining forces with other political parties, including the newly formed Alliance for Revolutionary Change, to mount a potent challenge in the December polls. Again, to ensure that this duopoly between the NDC and the MPP stand in a way that will ensure that a new force emerges. It comes just days after the Movement for Change, spearheaded by Alan Chamanting, and the National Interest Movement, led by Dr. Abusakara Foster, announced their decision to form the Alliance for Revolutionary Change. Now, listen to advisor to Alan Chamanting, Nana Ohinintu, insisting that Ghanaians need a radical and revolutionary change. He has been speaking on The Pulse.
Alan is the candidate.
So, and
the
then,
Alliance has already
and then Abusakara's role will be what?
We haven't discussed that. Mm-hmm. We are in talks for a broad alliance. Now, let me explain the alliance. Mm-hmm. First thing, you know the name, Alliance for Revolutionary Change. And I think I have tried to explain to you why that word revolutionary, radical change, is what Ghana needs now. And I've given you a bit of background. We haven't gone so deep, mm-hmm. but at least we have a certain sense of where we've come from. And in the Fourth Republic, how we've been going around in circles for 32 years, no real change. We haven't had a breakthrough. And the need for Ghana to have an economic and governance breakthrough. Now, the alliance is focusing on change that will not be just gradual. I'll give you a microcosm of that plan. And that microcosm is what Alan initiated, Alan present, under President Kufuor. Now, if that person becomes the number one person, look, every president chooses their focus. Kufuor came. His focus, macroeconomic stability, social services. So Kufuor did whatever he could to stabilize the economy before he left. He set up the National Health Insurance Scheme. He set up child and maternal care and a number of things. Did a few infrastructure projects which were very, very insignificant. But his key focus, when Kufuor comes, his focus, he says, free SHS for the first time. And then he comes second term. Now we're looking at a mixture of so many things. You understand? So if you are president, you have that prerogative and that constitutional power to choose which areas you want to invest the bulk of your national revenue. If you are not the president and you suggest something really, really smart to the president said, well, thank you very much, Mr. Chamanting, but that is not my focus. What are you going to do? Support Alan, the Alliance, and the Movement for Change. And Ghana will take a new direction of which we will all be proud.
Well, Mr. Ohinintu says they're already in talks with other political parties to grow the alliance.
The alliance discussions have been going on for a couple of months now. The Movement for Change, led by Honorable Alan Chamanting, the National Interest Movement, led by Dr. Abusakara, which also is a coalition of political entities and individuals, and some other smaller political parties, we have already come to an agreement and practically signed a memo of understanding forming this alliance. Two, discussions with other interested groups and individuals and political entities is still going on as we speak. Three, the alliance is going to be launched formally on the 17th of April in Accra. And you asked about parliamentary candidates.
Exactly.
Of course, individuals choose whether they want to go contest an election as independent. We will check their interests. We will check their objectives and visions. If they talk to us and we check them and we realize that indeed
it goes into your plans,
the outline and the vision that Alan has put out for Ghana, where he wants to transform agriculture, transform the macroeconomy, transform infrastructure, transform the basic pillars. They agree with this. Why not? We will support them.
Well, tonight, other minor political parties are also embracing an alliance that will form a bigger coalition against the MPP and the NDC. Listen to the chairperson of the Convention People's Party, Nana Frimpomaa Nsapong Kumankumah.
Alliances are formed with like-minded people that have the same ideology, that believe that they can achieve the same purpose. So, like a political party in our position, we can never say not go and form any alliance. Definitely, there's been other discussions on the table. We've tried severally. Any kind of alliance that would move the Nkrumah agenda forward, we'll be interested and we'll look at it.
The General Secretary of the People's National Convention, the PNC, Janet Nabla, agrees.
The PNC have been trying to bring other political parties on board so that we can form a formidable force to be able to break the duopoly between the NPP and the NDC. So it has always been the wish of the PNC for us to get an alliance that will be able to do away with the two-party system that we now have. So if other political parties are coming on board to form an alliance to be able to do away with these two, I think it's a laudable idea. Even the two political parties themselves will be okay if a third force would come, because the problem lies between themselves. But when it comes to a third force, I don't think none will have any problem against a third force. And Ghana needs to be rescued from the hands of the duopoly that we have. TPP, PNC, these two, three political parties we have met, we have even come out with some common ideologies that we think that we can adopt to be able to make it. So we have done that.
Let's bring in Mustapha Gbande. He is a Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Haruna Mohammed is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP. Both gentlemen join me right now on the telephone line. Mustapha Gbande, thanks for joining me. Mohammed, thanks for joining me too. Let me start with you, Haruna Mohammed. You are the incumbent party. There is a target now on your back. It is not only from one other political party. You already have an alliance for revolutionary change coming together, and they have you in your sights. Now you're hearing yet a minor political party. Say they also are ready to come together for this coalition or to get you. This must be a pretty worrying moment for your own selves there in the MPP.
Thank you very much, Evans. We in the MPP, it's not a matter for us to worry at all. I'm saying so because history has always repeated itself. We in 1996 have done what we call the Great Alliance, if you are aware of that. We have always made sure that we collaborated so well with other political parties, even from the inception of Ghana, that is in the era of the Gold Coast. So we have always encouraged competition. If the smaller parties and some movements wants to come together for us, we are not going to be disturbed by that particular arrangement. It only encourages political dynamism in our country and deepening the democratic process in our country. Evans, come to think about it, these parties that are coming together would have contested in the elections anyway. They would have contested in their own strength, and they would have garnered the same vote as they are going to get. Evans, it's just like if you have 2 + 2 + 2, that is 6. If you divide to separate all the two to stand alone, it doesn't change the numbers. So if they come together, it is going to still give them the numbers that they would have gotten in the larger political discourse in terms of the contest. Notwithstanding that, we are not going to leave any stone unturned in terms of having engagement and making sure that we are able to get some of the supporters of these smaller political parties to our side.
Mustapha Gbande, it's a game of numbers. I mean, the more focus united political parties you have on the other side, the less votes available for everybody else to share, including yourselves. And this is not where they're going to be dissipating the votes because they have so many of them on the ballot paper. They want to come together to form one united force. That definitely takes away votes from yourselves.
Notwithstanding that, if they have that force, it is not the members of the MPP that they are going to pick. Evans, you agree with me? It is their own members that they are going to bring together. And I have not left out the fact that we are working together to make sure that we are able to get some of the members of the other smaller political parties. But if you are going to do that strike of mathematics, as I'm telling you, it is still not going to change anything. Notwithstanding that fact, the MPP is ever ready to make sure that we are able to garner those particular numbers. Remember, we are the largest political party in Ghana as we speak, and we have always come out with our own strength. Their alliance is something that we welcome so much because it encourages competition, and it also deepened the democratic process in Ghana.
Mustafa Bande, not bothered to in the NDC?
Thank you very much, Evans, and good evening to your cherished listeners. For us, we think that it makes democracy very interesting, and all of these alliances are coming up because the fact is that all these political parties think that the biggest regret on the neck of all Ghanaians is to have allowed President Akufo-Addo to become a president of Ghana and the current setup of the MPP. So the effort is to get rid of these people from government. And for us, because the majority shareholder of this alliance come from the MPP, we think that it's going to play for us on the field. Alan Ojo-Chemantin is a senior member of the MPP. Until recently, he was a minister of trade and close to becoming a leader of the MPP. He left because of treatment of unfairness, treatment of injustice meted to him by President Akufo-Addo and his appointees. And so we believe that because he is a majority shareholder of this alliance and he is opposed to his own mother political party, it is the MPP that will suffer in the end.
But the dynamics will change, will it not? If, as you've heard the PNC and the CPP say tonight, they are also open to an alliance.
No. Well, they are open for an alliance. NDC have always rallied minor political parties cost exchange, and if you know how we operate, we always deal with them. The totality of the issue is that all these political parties are determined that nothing close to President Akufo-Addo must be left close to the power and management of this country anymore beyond 2025.
Well, they themselves say that's not precisely the agenda. The agenda is to break the duopoly, which means that NDC also has a target on its back.
Well, the NDC has a track record of governance. We've been in power before. We have gravitas and authority in terms of population and numbers. And so we are not really perturbed. As it is today, there is a breakaway at the front of MPP, and that is an assertion to their credibility in itself. And so if there should be anybody to be worried, it is the MPP, not the NDC. We are very much intact. Our party is intact. People have contested primaries for presidential elections. They are still with the party. Our tradition is still intact. But that is not same with the MPP. And so they should be more worried. And we are busy going to develop policies that will transform and recover this country from the mess President Akufo-Addo has put us in.
And Haruna Mohammed, he has a point, as you know, that because the leading light here in the revolutionary alliance is Alan Chemantin, who came from your fold.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, Haruna.
Yes, Evans. You see, the people are coming together to break the duopoly. Is that not it?
That's what they say.
And the NDC they are looking at. He said they are not perturbed. For us, I am saying that we are concerned because the smaller political parties are a very integral part of our politics in Ghana. And I have said that we have done so in 1996 by creating what we call the Great Alliance.
Okay.
And I have also gone ahead to give you a mathematical representation of these persons in politics. Notwithstanding that fact, we are moving ahead as a political party to make sure that we eat into the support base of the smaller political parties. So if you say as an NDC you are not worried and that it is only going to affect the MPP, then you are making a very laughable statement. And for us in the MPP, we are not taking it for lightly at all. Akufo-Addo has done very well. He has developed this country to the best of his ability. He has left a lot of legacies. He has never been charged by Shiraj. He has never been tapped and investigated
by any other person or body in this country. He has shown so much record and to ensure that he is going to leave a legacy. Remember, Akufo-Addo is not going for elections. It's Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia who is going for elections. So if we are to compare, as he is saying, that they, the NDC, are prepared and they are what, who tells you that the MPP is sleeping? I want to assure him that there is no way the NDC will snatch power from us come 2024 general election.
Well, what we are talking right now is about other parties coming together.
No, but he has deviated from the topic.
To take the foot off the table of both parties.
Of what the smaller parties
You've said, though, that in the MPP, your plan is to take votes away from these smaller parties too.
Yes.
And your strategy to do that exactly is what?
I am saying, you know, Evans, I will not be here to throw the strategy of the MPP in the public because your platform is a big platform. So there is always a strategy behind every political activity. And I have given you the history that since the formative era of Ghana, that is during the Gold Coast era, how we brought in Nkrumah, how we facilitated in terms of formative of various political parties and then mergers of these political parties to form a strength in Ghana. We have always played a bigger role in that. Remember, we are the only political party that have not staged a coup in this country. So we have always made sure that we work with smaller political parties. Remember what happened with Tolle Natali and co, how they have been able to merge to be able to make Busia where he is. How we have been able to form this particular tradition as to where we are today. We are going to resonate very well with these smaller political parties. We're not going to insult them. We're not going to attack them. But we are going to make sure that we garner numbers from these smaller political parties.
Do I hear you say this year, the MPP is reaching out to these smaller parties?
We will be reaching. We have always worked with them. We have always worked with them.
What's the purpose of that? For them to form an alliance with you?
Whichever way, winning elections is by game of numbers. So they are not our enemies. They are our competitors. So we talk with them. Aside that, membership of every political party, be it small or big, you can always attract them to your side based on policies, based on program, based on what the factors that you would use to get them. And these factors are available. Our works out there are there. Dr. Bawumia's attitude, Dr. Bawumia's character, Dr. Bawumia's work, Dr. Bawumia's knowledge, Dr. Bawumia's desire, everything is known by these people. They all know it. As vice president, what has been his impact on the government? Everybody knows that. He has never been investigated. He has been a cost-saving vice president to this republic. Remember, the NDC was having to do interoperability by 1.2 billion. He came and did it by 4.2 million. So this is a person that is very ready to lead the people of this country. And we are very mindful that we are in a competition. Meanwhile, we are not in a perfect competition, but we are in a competition.
And Mustapha Gbande, it appears the MPP, they have a plan to deal with this potential threat from these smaller parties coming together to form a bigger coalition to take both of you out. Do you have one?
We are not saying it's a threat.
Harun, I want to hear from Mandy.
If there's any imagination of the MPP winning election 2024, it will be through rigging. But take it from me that the NDC will combat any mentality of rigging the 2024 election with every means legally possible. So that one is ruled out. Now, the other way is that if you look at the shareholding or the holding of these alliances, it is the MPP that will suffer in the end, not the NDC. And so, for us, we are working, we relate with all political parties to win power, and that's the most important thing for us.
Yeah, but aren't you taking a lot for granted here?
Setup is the biggest threat to Ghana's democracy as we know today.
You sound a bit complacent on this matter because you believe that the NPP will suffer more, so you're not planning for any eventuality in case these parties really become a potent force.
We are not worried at all, Ivan. We are intact. We are determined to win the election. We are confident on the track record of the leader of our party, and that is what it is. The MPP should be more worried. But apart from mismanagement and corruption, their party is also broken into pieces.
And where we stand right now, in terms of the conversations that the party say they are about to have, the MPP say they want to reach out. do you have any intention of reaching out to? You've made the point that in the past, you've also reached out to other parties to come into the fold. Does the NDC have any plan doing that too this year? Mr. Bagbandi. Okay, I lost him there. You're still live here on Top Story. It's on Joy 99.7 FM. If you're just joining us, this is a conversation triggered by the other minor political parties, PNCCPP, telling us tonight that the formation of this alliance for revolutionary change is one that they themselves are considering bringing other like-minded political parties into the fold to form an alliance stronger later this year that can pose a significant challenge to the two main political parties. We've been hearing today from the president, who has been talking about this year's elections and assuring that he will make sure, working with all stakeholders, that we have a free, fair poll.
And we're determined to deepen our democratic credentials in Ghana and also help it develop democracy in our region. This December, we're going to have the 9th election, presidential and general elections of the Fourth Republic of Ghana. And I want to assure you, and through you, all our friends in Europe, that we will make sure, we as a government, led by me, we will make sure that the conditions of the elections are impeccable. That we will have transparent, free, credible elections in Ghana to give the Ghanaian people the opportunity and the right to choose who will be their leader 4 years from now. My own term is coming to an end with the election. I would have been in office for 8 years, and I think that is enough for any one person. But it is in order to reemphasize the attachment that we have to democratic values, and at the same time, our determination also to intensify and improve the economic relations that there are between your country, our country, between our region and the European region.
And this is your election headquarters. It's brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in Full Quantity, CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA, and CIMA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, and the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness, and Beauty. And today, the campaign is still on. The Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, has been on the ground meeting with traders. Listen to it. And that there is the Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. He is a flag bearer of the MPP. And you just heard him there talking to the traders today, speaking the local language, and talking about the fact that he's still maintaining that he is a driver's mate, and that if you give him the vehicle, he will not embark on a honeymoon. And that is a jab at the former President John Mahama, who had talked about, you know, a honeymoon when he also met with some supporters as he campaigned. Samuel Mbures with me, he just returned from that gathering. How was he received?
Well, the traders were happy seeing him, and also his proposal for the introduction of a new tax or flat tax rate for them is what actually drew the applause from the traders. They are quite happy that this will be a booster to the business environment. So they largely agree with his proposals to transform the economy, and the fact that he has also told them that he intends within the time that he'll be handed over power, if he's elected, he wants to make Ghana the best destination for businesses in the entire world. So he was actually well received by the Ghana Traders Unions Association, and they were actually happy to have received him and also give their views getting into the 2024 general election. They are hoping that he will add them to his manifesto to make it better.
Thank you very much, Imbura. I want to stay because you have Ghana Connect for you. A big national conversation about when tradition clashes with modernity. Coming up here on Ghana Connect in a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Telecel is here!
Telecel, connecting energies.